Well, good morning, and a very warm welcome on this Easter day to church here in Ballyhenry. I've been talking to a few of you already this morning who haven't been here for a while, and it's just lovely to be together this morning. Also knows a few folks maybe here for the first time, and again, just a very warm welcome to church today in Ballyhenry. This is obviously a special day in the year. This is Easter Day. And I want to highlight what's happening later on today at 6:30. Half past six today, we're showing a film in here. Once you leave this morning, we'll be getting the windows blacked out and all sorts of things so that we're ready to watch a film this evening. And it's at 6:30, and it's a film that tells the story of the life of Jesus. It brings the gospel story to life. It's a 3D animated film type thing. It's not really 3D. You don't need to wear glasses or anything. Don't worry about that. But it's an animated film, and it's suitable for all ages. So we're having it at 6:30 to encourage those of you with young children to bring them along. But it's also a film that older people will very much enjoy as well. The film lasts for 90 minutes. We'll not be speaking or singing or doing anything else tonight. But we'll be watching this film, which reaches its high point in the film with the events of the first Easter weekend. There'll be a cup of tea, there'll be juice, there'll be biscuits after that. So let me really encourage you to think about coming back. Note the change of time, 6:30 this evening. Bulletins talk about what's going on during the week. There's not a lot planned here during the week. A lot of stuff's on a kind of break. But you'll see that fellowship groups are meeting on Wednesday evening coming. And then next Sunday afternoon, I'm going to give opportunity for any folks who would be interested in finding out more about what it would mean to be a communicant member of the church. What it means to publicly profess your faith in Christ and to enter into communicant membership of the church. If you would like to know more about that, or if you would like to come along next Sunday afternoon to that, maybe you could speak to me, and I can just help you to understand a little bit about what that will mean. Coming along next Sunday afternoon does not commit you to following that through. It's an opportunity to find out more. These are all the notices. This is an all-age service, so the kids are going to be in with us for the whole service. If at any time younger children are struggling or anything, feel free to get up, take a walk, go out into the welcome area, take a breather. If you have very young children and they're struggling, we do, by all means, have our supervised creche. But as I say, the service, as fits in with this morning, hopefully we'll have a sense of life and energy to it, so don't be worrying too much about the children being in for the whole service. We hugely appreciate all the work that our praise group have put into this Easter weekend, and they're going to come now and lead us in the song as we sit and listen as they sing, "He is Risen." Easter in the Bible begins with an announcement. It begins by telling us that something happened, something that had never happened before in the history of the world. Lisa is going to come and read to us words from Matthew's account of that first Easter morning. You don't need to follow these words. Let's just sit and listen as we go in our mind's eye to the very first Easter morning.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
Thank you, Lisa. He is risen. And we're going to stand together to sing the words of our opening hymn, "Thine Be the Glory." Let's pray together. Father, from all kinds of different places and all kinds of different experiences and all kinds of different things going on in our lives, you have gathered us together here this morning. Father, thank you for this morning and for all that it speaks of, and for how at the center of this day and this time of year lies the news that something has happened that can make all the difference in our lives and in the life to come. Father, you know us this morning. You know those of us this morning who come here with many things going on in our lives, maybe anxious, weary, burdened. Others, Lord, and maybe we're just here this morning because it's Easter and we've come with family or friends, not maybe expecting very much. But whoever we are, wherever we're from, we pray that you would draw us into this story this morning and even surprise us as we think about Jesus and as we think about Easter. It's in his name we pray. Amen. I want to invite all the boys and girls to come up to the front. So if you're primary school age or younger, come on up. There's lots to see and do this morning. So as I say, come on up and get a seat and we'll have a bit of a chat together. Well, we've already said it, but what special day is today? Shout out, today is Easter, and lots of interesting and exciting things happen at Easter. Now, I want to show you a basket that I've brought with me this morning. Hands up, who likes Easter eggs?
Me.
Well, where do you see? I have a basket full of Easter eggs this morning. Oh, I did have a basket full of Easter eggs. But where have all the Easter eggs gone? Do you think you could help me this morning if we were to have an Easter egg hunt? Now, wait here. It's important that we hear how to do this, okay? I had 30 Easter eggs in this basket, and there's now none in this basket, okay? So there's lots and lots of Easter eggs, and they're hidden. They're in this part of the church, so you don't go out through those doors. Some of them might be high up, so if you see any that are high up, then you have to find a grown-up who's sitting near those and get the grown-up to reach it down for you. And for some of you, there may be Easter eggs near where you're sitting. So if you find an Easter egg, maybe you want to wave your hand, or if you're quite shy or quiet or whatever, find somebody near you who's not. Get them to wave their hand and all that kind of stuff. And let's go and let's see. If you find them, bring them back. And here we've got the first. Right, here we see what we're looking for. We've got the first one. So go and find the Easter eggs and bring them up and put them in the basket when you find them, okay? Here, there we go. They're all over the place. So if you find one, bring them over, okay? 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, here's 2, 10, 11. There are 19 more Easter eggs out there. 12, 13. Brilliant, Ella, thank you. 14, 15. Oh, 16. Oh, here we go. There was, where, that's gone, yep. 16. 17. 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, here's 3. 24. Now, any more? Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's good, that's good. 20, yeah, you put that in. 24, 25, 26. We're nearly there. Oh, there's more. Okay, here we go. Yeah. 27, 28, 29, 30. Good man. You'd almost think I'd have had help in hiding those. Okay, everybody sit down. Calm down. 30 Easter eggs. We'll see more of those later on. Let me open one of these because I want to show you. These are very special eggs. And I think some of you have maybe seen these before. You know how these work? These are called, it says on the outside of these eggs, it says surprise. Now, where do you see this? Kinder surprise. Now, where do you see? These are special Easter eggs. Because if you open these Easter eggs, and then if you break them open, there's inside each of them, floor's clean. There's a surprise. And look what's in each one of these eggs. There's a surprise. And there is a toy. Look, there's a little toy inside each of those eggs. A surprise inside each of those eggs. Now, we're thinking this morning about Easter. We're thinking about eggs. And we're thinking about surprises. Because whenever we start to think about Easter, we start to discover that there are... You give me that, please. Okay. We discover that there are lots of surprises. And there are lots of surprises to be found inside Easter. I want to put a word up on the screen. Now, that's a funny word. It's actually not a real word, but it is a word that you can sound out. Now, who wants to shout it? Can you shout it? What do you think that word is? That's right. That's right, Jonathan. It says extraordinary. Extraordinary. Easter starts with the extraordinary story of the life of Jesus. The whole of the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, we call those the Gospels, they tell the extraordinary story of the life of Jesus. They tell us about all the kinds of things that Jesus did. And Jesus did extraordinary things. Just to give you an example, there was one time whenever Jesus saw a man who was paralyzed and he was carried into Jesus on a mat. And he was lowered down through a roof and he was laying on the floor in front of him. And Jesus healed that paralyzed man. Jesus made that man well again. There were other extraordinary things that Jesus did. There was one time Jesus and his disciples were in a terrible storm, and Jesus was able to calm the storm down. Extraordinary. And there was another time when there was a very large crowd of people. They had no food to eat, and Jesus was able to feed all a big crowd of people with only a tiny amount of food. It was an extraordinary life that Jesus lived. And all of those special things that Jesus was able to do pointed to the fact that Jesus was a very, very special person. On Good Friday, Jesus was on a cross. And Jesus was dying on the cross. And there was someone who saw Jesus dying, and they said something about Jesus. Now, where do we hear what they said? We've got our first reading here. Anybody a wee bit older want to have a go at reading this? There's quite a lot of words in it. Who doesn't mind having a go at reading? Where do I see? Come on. You want to come on? Do you want to, Matt? Yeah, come on. Here we go. Here we go. It's now, where do you hear this? Because the words are going to come up on the screen. This is what happened whenever somebody saw Jesus dying on the cross. Yeah.
A Roman army officer was standing in front of Jesus. When the officer saw how Jesus died, he said this man really was the Son of God.
Brilliant. All those amazing things that Jesus did, all those extraordinary things that Jesus did, they all pointed to the fact that Jesus was somebody very special. And whenever this Roman army officer saw Jesus dying on the cross, he realized that Jesus was somebody very special. Now let's go to our next slide. Thank you. So what did we learn from the extraordinary life of Jesus? Jesus is God's... Does anybody know how to work this? What do you see? Let's watch. Did you know how that's going to work? What do you see? Jesus is God's... Everybody do it together. One, two, three. Jesus is God's Son. The extraordinary life of Jesus tells all of us that Jesus is God's Son. We're going to be thinking a little bit more about this later on. But what we're going to do for now is we are going to sing together. We're going to sing a song together. It talks about all those things that we've been thinking about. And whenever we've sang a song, I want you to go back down to your seats. So remember, there's no prime time, no Sunday school today. When we've finished singing the song, go back down to your seats and we'll go from there. But for now, we're all going to stand together and sing this song. He must be God. Okay, so everybody back to their seats, and Mark is going to come and pray with us all today.
Now, I have a question for the boys and girls just before we pray. I'll see if you've been watching the news. Does anybody know where Prince William and Kate and George are at the moment? Yeah, very good. In Australia. And if you saw the news this morning, you'll see that they went to an Easter service in Sydney, in Australia today. So this morning, I want to pray for a couple of things. First of all, I want to pray and thank God that we're part of a church all over the world. So all over the world, people are celebrating Easter today. So we want to pray for the church. And also want to pray for the people of South Korea. We've seen in the news this week the awful ferry disaster. So we want to pray for the people who are suffering and going through that. So let's talk to God in prayer. Let's pray. Loving Lord Jesus, we praise you this morning. We praise you as the God who rose victorious from the grave. And we praise you as the God who's with us now as we worship you, and the God who hears us as we pray. And so now we come as a congregation to bring our prayers to you, as boys and girls, as those who are a bit older as well. We bring our prayers to you, and we thank you that we are part of a church that's all over the world praising you this morning for Easter, for the good news of how you rose from the dead. And Lord, in particular, we want to thank you that we're part, that we're one of a number of churches here in Glengormley, and one of a number of churches all around Ireland as part of the Presbyterian Church here that we're a part of here at Ballyhenry. We thank you that we are part of a church all over the world of people praising you and worshiping you. And we ask that you would bless each person at an Easter service today, that each person would understand better what you did for them on the cross, and that they would grow to love you more as a result of that. Lord, also today, we'd want to pray for those who are sad at this Easter time. And in particular, we want to pray for those who are going through the awful situation of the ferry disaster in South Korea. We want to pray for all the families where a loved one has died or a loved one is missing. We pray, Father, that in your love and grace that you would comfort them in their sadness. And we ask, Lord, that you would help them to know that when they're going through sad times and times when they're scared, help them to know that they can turn to you for strength for the day ahead. Lord, we pray also for all those who are helping in the rescue operation in the disaster there. Help them to protect them, Lord, and help them to do their job well in all that they're doing. Lord, we thank you that you love us, and thank you that you've heard us. And so we bring our prayers to you in your name. Amen.
Thanks, Mark. It's lovely to have Heather back with us from university for Easter holidays. And Heather's going to come now and sing for us the piece, The Risen Christ. together. Thank you. Well, we're going to share together now in our offering. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that reminds us that everything is from you that is good in this world. And we pray that, Father, you would use these offerings and use them here and further afield. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to invite boys and girls to come up again. We're going to chat more. So come on up. Well, we have already seen some new words today. We learned the new word extraordinary. And we're going to have another new word now. It comes up on the screen. And does anybody know what that word is? Again, it's not a real word, but can anybody? Yeah, what do you think? That is right. It is the word exactly. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about something that happened at Easter that ties in with the word exactly. Whenever Jesus was a grown-up, okay? Jesus was a grown-up. He was about the same age as Laura. Not tell you what age that was. If you want to know, read the Bible. 21. But Jesus was a grown-up. And when he started going around and teaching, and he started explaining things to people, and he started telling people about God. And then all through that time, Jesus did that for 3 years. For 3 years, Jesus went around. He went around teaching people. He went around showing people what God was like. He went around looking after people. And during that 3-year time, Jesus taught his disciples that a day was going to come when something really bad would happen to Jesus. All through that time, Jesus kept on telling his disciples something that would happen. I want to read to you just one line This is from the book of Mark. It's from Mark chapter 8 and verse 31. If you have a Bible with you, by all means look this up. It's on page 1012. Mark chapter 8 and verse 31. Now this is way before Jesus actually went to the cross and all that kind of stuff, okay? And Jesus said this, Mark chapter 8 verse 31. It said, he then began to teach them, that's his disciples, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise to life. Those words are on the screen. Just incidentally, the pictures that are appearing up there, those pictures are out of the film that we're going to be watching tonight. So it lets you see what the film's going to be like. But now, what was Jesus saying? Well, as Jesus explained to his disciples that one day he was going to die, and he even went and told them that 3 days later that he would rise again. And so this reminds us of something. This reminds us that Easter happened. Let's go back one slide. This reminds us that Easter happened exactly as Jesus said. Weeks, months, even a few years before it happened, Jesus was able to say to his disciples, this is exactly what is going to happen. Bad men are going to arrest me. Bad men are going to take me away. Bad men are going to take me and nail me to a cross. I'm going to die, Jesus said. But 3 days later, Jesus said, I will rise again. Exactly as Jesus said, Easter began to happen. And that tells us something, and it reminds us of something. And we go on now to the next slide. It tells us that Easter wasn't just something that happened. But Easter was God's what? Well, we're going to find out. 1, 2, 3. Easter was God's... Oh, did it again. Easter was God's... And again. Easter was God's... That's it. Easter was God's plan. It's fascinating, actually, if you were to turn to the Old Testament, you could go to books like Isaiah that were written 700 years before the first Easter. And there you find talk about how Jesus is going to die. God's servant that talks about how he would be led like a lamb to the slaughter. Hints in the Old Testament that Jesus, God's servant, would be raised to life. So it's not just a few weeks, it's not just a few months, it's not just even a few years before that people were being given the heads up as to what was going to happen at Easter. For hundreds of years, the Bible lays the groundwork that what would happen on the first Easter was part of God's plan. Jesus dying on the cross was not some kind of tragic accident. It wasn't some kind of just the baddies getting him and some terrible thing happening to him. It was part of God's plan. And the Bible explains, boys and girls, that God's plan in sending Jesus to die on the cross was so that Jesus could die in our place, that he could take all the wrong things in our life. The Bible calls those things sins. And Jesus, by dying on the cross, would take away our sins if we trust in him. And that when Jesus rose from the dead, he proved that he really was God's son. And he proved that he really could give us a new start. And he really could forgive us. And he really could come to live inside our hearts. Easter reminds us that the big God who made this world has a big plan for every single person in this world. And that plan is all about what happened at the first Easter. When Jesus died, And when Jesus rose again, exactly as he said, it was all part of God's big plan. We're going to sing a song together. Boys and girls, stay where we are this time. We're going to sing together. The song is called Bigger Than Big. And it reminds us just how big God's plan is and how big he is and how we can trust him. So we stand together to sing. Seat, boys and girls, just where you are, because there's one more word that I want to show you on the screen, and this is another word. What is this word? Who's going to tell me what this word is? Yeah, Johnny, what do you reckon? Exciting. We've been thinking about eggs, we've been thinking about surprises. The biggest surprise in the whole of the Bible came on the first Easter day. I was listening to somebody giving a talk recently. They were speaking about the first Easter. They were speaking about the way the gospel writers tell that story. And they made this point. They said, if you're going to understand what happened on the first Easter day, you've got to understand that the disciples, the first disciples, had absolutely no expectation going to that tomb on the first Easter day other than that they were going to see a place where a dead body had been laid. Sometimes we read the stories backwards and we kind of think, well, they kind of knew what was sort of happening, or they kind of had a guess, or they sort of thought it. They had no expectation. No matter what the Old Testament part of the Bible had said, no matter what Jesus had said, it is very, very clear that the first disciples, the women who went to the tomb on that first Easter morning, were going on a trip to a cemetery with all the huge sadness and grief and loss that that carried. Well, boys and girls, why is the word exciting on the screen? Because Easter Day is about what can only be described as very exciting news. Very exciting news. We were thinking earlier about how Jesus had told his disciples that bad men would come and they would take him and they would put him on a cross and he would die. But Jesus had said something else. I want to read you one little line. It's from Luke chapter 24. Again, if you've got a Bible with you, you might like to look to this. It's page 1061. Page 1061. Earlier, Lisa read for us Matthew's account of the resurrection. This is Luke's account. And Luke records how there were two angels, two men, and they appeared to the women who'd gone to the tomb. And these two angels said this. They said to the women, "He is not here. He has risen." And then they said this. "Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee." Jesus hadn't just said that he would die on a cross. Jesus had said that he would be raised to life again. And so Easter is all about exciting news. I've got another reading here. Do you want to come up again? John, yeah. Come on up again. This is from Matthew chapter 29, verse 7 and 10. And it simply says this.
"He is risen from the dead. Go and tell."
Okay, that's great. "He has risen from the dead. Go and tell." This incredibly exciting news. That, remember what we were thinking about earlier? This person who came and he said he was the Son of God and he showed people he was the Son of God and he did things that nobody else could do or nobody else had ever done. And then he dies on a cross. He has said that that's going to be the way that people can be forgiven and that people can have a new start in their life and people can come into a relationship of peace and friendship with God. But then he dies. And it looks terrible and it looks as if the story is over and it looks as if there's no good news. And then on Easter morning, the incredibly exciting news that Jesus is risen from the dead. And so because that is true, it means that everything in the gospel stories are true. That what Jesus said is true. That we can trust him. That only through him we can be friends with God. We can have Jesus coming to live inside our hearts because he is alive. And sometimes, boys and girls, we talk about what it means to become a friend of Jesus. To invite Jesus to live inside our hearts. To be sorry for the wrong things that we have done. And to ask the Lord Jesus to come and live inside our hearts. And the basics of that are true for a child. Or if you've been coming here for donkey's years and you've never done that. It's the same deal. It's believing that Jesus really is the Son of God. Believing that what he did on the cross really has the power to take away all the stuff in our lives that gets in between us and God. And believing the exciting news that life and eternal life are to be found in believing and trusting in him. But that's not the end of it, because look at what else the angel said. Go and tell. Go and tell. There's a message to share here. There's a message to share with the people who live next door. There's a message to share with the person you work with. There's a message to share with your family. And how we share that message, particularly with people we're in relationship with, that doesn't necessarily mean rushing home, shoving it down somebody's throat, but it does mean being open. Being open to how God brings about opportunities for us in a natural and winsome way to share with people what we believe. To share with people that Jesus really is risen. Our final screen tells us this. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. It's the exciting news on this Easter day. Exciting news about the extraordinary Son of God. Who died and who rose again exactly as he said. This is the Jesus who today says to us, whether you are young or much older, I'm alive and I'm looking for a home today. I would love to be at home in your heart and in your life. Working through that, finding out more about what that means, journeying together on that, that is what we are all about here in Ballyhenry. If you haven't been for a while, if you're just visiting this morning, we would love to encourage you to join us on that journey. But to remember that ultimately that good news is personal. And that invitation that Jesus gives to each of us to come and be at home in our hearts is wonderful, but is also very much for you this morning. We are going to listen as the praise group sing for us. Boys and girls, go back to your seats. I'm going to get you to come up again before the end, but go back to your seats for now, just as we all listen to this song. The song is entitled, The Same Love.
Heal our brokenness inside.
do want to thank Laura, all our singers, our musicians, Christine and Neil down at the back, everybody who's just been part of this morning, hugely appreciated. Boys and girls, before we finish, I have a gift, a little present for each one of you. And it's in this basket. And there's a surprise inside this gift. But I want you all to come up and take it. I'm not going to go to you. I want you to come to me. So if you all come up, there's plenty here for everybody. And just come up, get one, and go back to your seat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a simple illustration in a way. A free Easter gift, full of surprises. But with that invitation, kids had to come up and take it. And there's a gift on offer, but it has to be taken. And it has to be taken personally. Has to be taken personally if it's going to be enjoyed. Has to be taken personally if the surprise that's inside it is going to be realized and lived with. And friends, that's what the Christian message is all about. Easter reminds us that there's a gift on offer here. That song talked about how he's calling us to the cross. And so I want to ask you this morning as we finish, have you ever been to the cross? Have you ever actually, as it were, stepped forward and said, you know something, I want to take this for myself. I want to reach out my hand. I want to take this. I want to open this. I want to find out what the surprises are of believing in Jesus Christ. Because the sad thing is, there is enough at the cross. There is enough forgiveness. There is enough peace. There is enough everything for everybody. For everybody in this room. But if you don't take it, you don't get it. And if you don't get it, you just miss out on so much. You miss out on so much in life, and you miss out, my goodness, on so much in eternity. Wouldn't it be a huge tragedy to have been the kind of person who on Easter Sunday had the opportunity to hear all about this and had the opportunity to discover that there was a name or there was a gift with your name on it? And you took on through life saying, do you know something? It's nice to look at, it's nice to know it's there, but I'm away home. Let me encourage each of you this morning to hear the invitation that was in that last song. He's calling us to the cross. Don't go on without coming there. Let me pray with you. As we finish. Father, thank you for your abundant goodness made so richly clear on the events of the first Easter day. Thank you for the surprises that are to be found in opening up the Christian life and in discovering what it means to trust in Jesus and what it means to follow Jesus. You're calling us by name. Help us to reach out our hands and to accept what Jesus gives to all who will come to the cross. In his name we pray. If you'd like to know more about this, chat more, talk more, get a cup of coffee, give me a shout, and I'd love to talk to you more. We're going to conclude our service this morning by singing the hymn, See What a Morning. So do let me encourage you. 6:30 tonight, all ages welcome back here for our special Easter film. So may the Lord himself, risen and exalted, draw close to you, personally call you, and go with you, that you may tell others in his name. Amen.